Tomorrow is the deadline for seniors to sign up for prescription drug benefits from Medicare. Under the system set up by Congress, anyone over 65 who has worked for 10 years or more in a covered job is eligible to sign up for a private sector insurance program that is partially subsidized by the federal government. Medicare Regional Director John Hammerlund in Seattle says there are quite a few to choose from.
I'm pretty convinced that with 45 plans available to citizens of Alaska, there's probably at least one plan that's going to meet all of their needs.
Medicare has an interactive website to help sort through those 45 options, and those who have already signed up for a program may want to take a second look while the window to change plans is still open.
Premiums went up for most of the plans this year across the country. The coverage levels changed in certain instances. And so we ask that people do a little bit of analysis to make sure that the plan they have continues to be the right one. And as I said, we have great tools available to help them do that analysis.
The state government also has volunteers available to help people navigate through the details. Hammerlund says some seniors may have existing prescription drug coverage that is better than anything in the Medicare options, but it might be worth checking. And those who regularly use specific drugs should make sure their drugs are specifically covered in any benefit plan they sign up for.
We just want to make sure that people do their homework, do their due diligence, so that the coverage that they get really meets all of their needs. Certainly, first and foremost, their health needs, but also, does it fit their pocketbook? Does it fit their convenience? And the other thing people have to consider is the formulary, the list of drugs covered by any plan. Are the drugs that they need or that they anticipate needing during the year on that formulary?
There's more information at the Medicare website, medicare.gov.